Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Friday. Femi Bembe, PJ Glasser. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. The fun continued during the break as we were all reminiscing on the worst sports
today.
Moments. It is a very fun show. And we still have to hear
I'm
from Mike Brown.
Yeah,
we still need, like Mike Brown, you're not getting away free, buddy. Like pop
Should
on.
We try and guess? What? Real quick, it's got to be something Jets, right? It's got to be something
Jets. He's a big Jets fan.
I think it's got to be something Jets related. That's my guess.
The only Jets meaningful games I can think of are like the AFC title games from my.
I'm thinking yes, the one against like the Steelers maybe. Like yeah, the AFC title game.
Comeback.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it from the man himself, Mike Brown, our video producer here on You Better You Bet. What is the worst sports moment of your lifetime?
Well, you know, smart money would be on the Jets. I've got a lot of favor to them. The butt fumble will live on in infamy forever.
Yeah.
But
happy Thanksgiving, everyone. You know, yeah, that was a tough one.
Aaron Rodgers snapping his ankle 4 plays into the season.
True.
Also. But no, I'm going all the way back to college, and I'm going all the way back to 2010. ESPN used to have a 24-hour marathon of college basketball games just to kick off the season, which was a fun time.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, Monmouth University, my alma mater, was selected to host one of the tip-off games, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
6 in the morning, Monmouth versus Stony Brook. I'm there. I'm part of, you know, the campus TV station. So, you know, I'm trying to go there. I'm getting footage. I'm there to interview players, help people out, maybe, you know, get some business cards from ESPN people because this is my senior year. I'm going to be looking for a job soon. Get there at 4:30 in the morning. Didn't mingle with anybody. And to top it all off, Monmouth loses by 2 points. Final score was the Hawks 40. I actually looked this up. Technology is great. The Hawks 49, Stony Brook 51. It came down to the last second, and a field goal would tie it. A three-pointer would win it. Will Campbell goes up there. I can count on one hand how many three-pointers he made in the whole game and have fingers left. And I'm like, okay, he's going to go up. He's going to, you know, no one on him. He's just going to, you know, score a two-pointer, take us to overtime. Awesome. Goes for a three-pointer, misses. And the air just gets let out of the MAC at Monmouth University.
The MAC.
And then we all just kind of... Everyone walks to the dining hall like they're like, you know, they just watched something very sad and very tragic happened. On top of that off, it was like a Thursday. We all had to go to class afterwards. So, yeah.
Oh.
Shout out Will Campbell, wherever you are.
Will Campbell, wherever you are.
Morning.
I hope Will Campbell is listening right now.
And not New England Patriots left tackle Will Campbell.
No.
not that Will Campbell. But like, The early slate game, because like, ESPN doesn't do that anymore. I wish they
no,
did.
No, they had, like, should. The 24-hour tip-off thing. Hawaii was 4 a.m., and then Mike's right. It was like a small school in like New Jersey or Pennsylvania. It was the six. It was the greatest. The Midnight Madness.
Yeah, Midnight Madness. I love it. And this is why we love sports, because we all have these worst moments, but sports still bring us back. I honestly, if I'm judging PJ, I think Addy won this one. Like, I don't know if I would have kept watching the NFL after that, like the no call in the NFC title game.
That,
like, that to me, like, I at that point, you just have to like sit there and say, you know what, this is no longer for me.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would have done. I'm like, if the Cowboys get screwed like that, oh my gosh.
I agree.
Trip to the Super Bowl on the line.
Yeah.
No flag.
That, I agree. And then, as we were talking about off break, the Minnesota Miracle, the Minneapolis Miracle, was the following year with Marcus Williams, where he misses the tackle and Diggs goes down the sideline. So, the fact that they had that two straight years, that was tough, though. I mean, there were so many flags that could have been called on that play. You could have called pass interference. You could have called unnecessary roughness. You could have called targeting. You could have called so many different things. And not one. Not one.
Nothing. Nope. Swallow the whistle. Let them play, boys. That's what we're doing. Let them play. And then, like, it is pretty, like, cherry on top that the Saints did, like, actually win the coin toss in overtime. But
real quick, I know we're getting to talk college football before we do, and bowl season's coming up. I got an honorable mention. Nothing to do with my team, but the worst gambling beat of all time. I know Tyler remembers this game. Do you remember the 2014 Popeyes Bahamas Bowl between Western Kentucky and Central Michigan? When Central Michigan was up 35 in the fourth quarter. 35 in the fourth quarter, and they were a 1.5-point favorite. They're up 35. Western Kentucky scores an 80-yard touchdown with no time left. There's 1 second on the clock. They score an 80-yard touchdown and then go for two. So regardless, you lose your bet. It is the most unbelievable game to this day I have still seen. I encourage everybody to go watch the highlights. Watch the final play that tied the game. They throw like a 55, 60-yard pass, and then they throw like four laterals to get the final 20 yards. Femi, it's the worst. Truly,
bowl season. Worst. That's bowl season for you.
Oh my God, that game. I'll always remember.
It makes me sad because, like, bowl season's like it's lost its luster. Like let's be honest, you know, like all the coaching staffs are all like going to different places. The players are in the portal. It's they're all exhibitions now. But they used to bring such great moments, crazy comebacks. Like, I'm a Husky fan, so like, I always remember like the Huskies playing in these like wild Holiday Bowl games whenever they couldn't make it to the Rose Bowl, like just insane games. And now it's more so just like, hey, here's like a bunch of freshmen playing because everybody else that has already put tape out there is in the transfer portal. So it's not as fun anymore. But I guess, hey, there's still betting opportunities, and maybe we can bet them if you get the information to go out there and bet them. Speaking of which, college football coaching changes. That brings us into this conversation after a fun convo on worst sports moment of our lifetimes. How about this, PJ, from ESPN's Pete Famel? We thought that Penn State might be headed towards disaster town with their coaching search, but not so fast. The Penn State Nittany Lions are working toward a deal with Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell to become the next head coach at Penn State. Now, Pete Thamel's reporting that there's multiple steps needed to finalize, including agreeing to terms and the formal approval of compensation. He then later added the sides met in Iowa last night and have been working toward an agreement since. Nothing is signed, and there's still a few steps remaining for this to come to fruition. But boy, oh boy, this is a Hail Mary that was caught by Matt Campbell and Penn State, because like I did not think this was going to end well for the Nittany Lions. I thought it was going to be the interim head coach or some sort of coach that is undesirable, but here they are. Matt Campbell, one of the early names that we talked about when they fired James Franklin. It was him and Matt Rhule. Rhule, of course, signed the extension to stay with Nebraska. Matt Campbell, though, after all these years and maybe leaving Ames, Iowa, it sounds like he finally found the job that would make him leave, and it looks like we're headed towards Matt Campbell being the new head coach of the Nittany Lions.
Yeah, and you know, Iowa State played in the Big 12 title game last year, so Matt Campbell has proven that he can win, he can be successful in kind of this NIL transfer portal era. He certainly hit his peak when he had Brock Purdy and Breece Hall and those really good Iowa State teams. Mm-hmm. He's a good coach.
Did he maximize those guys, though?
Like, he didn't.
Looking back on that, yeah,
no, it's like, not really.
Here's Brock Purdy. Here's David Montgomery. It's like,
yeah, he has some really good teams. That was definitely
the
peak of the Matt Campbell era for sure. I mean, Tyler gives us the stat in the chat, which is a good one. James Franklin versus top 25 teams in his career: 15-28. Matt Campbell: 16-27. So Penn State, wow, to get a better guy against top 25 teams, one game better, 16-27.
We are the best teams.
I think it's a decent fit, though. You know, the way Campbell's teams play, I think, are kind of the DNA that Penn State want, where they're going to be good defensively, they're going to run the football. The key with Campbell, it's all going to be about those big games. You know, like, they're not going to care what you do against Rutgers or Maryland or Northwestern or Michigan State. Can you beat the Buckeyes? Can you beat the Wolverines? Can you beat Oregon? And again, in the Big 12, you know, especially when Campbell was there, Texas and Oklahoma, you only really got like a couple games a year where you can take down some of the big boys, some of the big brands. That's what he's going to be judged on. Considering what Penn State was left with and how many different directions they could have gone in, I think ultimately ending up with Campbell is probably as good as they could have done. But, I mean, he's got his hands full, Femi, because as we know, I mean, signing day was a couple days ago, and they're like 130th in those rankings. So maybe he's bringing a bunch of guys with him from Iowa State, potentially, and he's going to get a bunch of guys in the portal. But, yeah, this doesn't move the needle for me. Now I'm not like, oh, Penn State's got their guy. Like, now they're going to go beat those good teams. They're going to win Big Ten championships, win a national title. I don't feel that way.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
How good is the Penn State job, in your opinion? Because I think that's been the whole conversation ever since they fired James Franklin, and especially when Kurt Cignetti said, I'm staying in Indiana, I'm not going to take the Penn State job. Like, obviously NIL has changed the dynamics of what the ceiling is at certain places. Like Indiana, yeah, 10 years ago, no one's ever staying at Indiana and passing up a job at Penn State. But now, given the NIL, and if you have a collective that's willing to invest in your program, then you can make Indiana a premier program like Kurt Cignetti has done in just 2 short years. But how good is this job if all of these dynamics starting to kind of level out and now it's still a job, and no disrespect to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, or State College or whatever, but like, it's a job at State College, Pennsylvania. It doesn't seem like a whole lot of people want to be there, at least from my vantage point.
I've compared it to the Big Ten Tennessee, right? I think the way Tennessee is in the SEC is the way Penn State is in the Big Ten, where they had their run, where they were dominant, they were towards the nation's elite, and they view themselves in the top tier. Like Tennessee views themselves with the Alabamas, with the Georgias, with the LSUs. Penn State puts themselves in that category, when in reality, like, you're just not. That's why when Tennessee was going through that coaching search about 7-8 years ago, they were having a lot of the same issues. But both...
It got messy, too.
It did get messy. Both programs, though, have great home field advantages. I mean, when Neyland's rocking with those checkerboards, it's awesome. We all know the whiteout's great for Penn State. So that's how I've always looked at it. I don't think it's one of the top-tier elite jobs in the country. I think they're in one of the two best conferences in college football. I think it's a really good job, but I think it's tier two. I don't think it's one of those tier one jobs. I would say it's like one of the top 20, maybe 25 jobs in the country.
Yeah, and especially too, like when you look at the dynamics of the Big Ten and the teams that they're going to be competing with. Obviously, Ohio State's, they're going nowhere. Like, I know, like, everyone's freaking out. Like, oh my God, they lost Brian Hartline. Yeah, they're okay. They just signed Chris Henry Jr. Like, that's, it's all good, folks, in Columbus. Like, they're going to be okay with the recruiting and all that stuff. But, like, Indiana clearly is going to be here to stay with Kurt Cignetti and how they're attacking the portal and how they're recruiting and the finances that are going into their program. You have Oregon with all that Nike money. You got Michigan. Like, Michigan, they just got the stud running back that I saw his high school highlights yesterday on my Twitter timeline. He's a five-star running back. I'm like, is this Adrian Peterson? Like, who is this kid? Like, you know, like, he's going to be a stud. Like, so clearly the Wolverines aren't going anywhere. There's so much competition with these super conferences. I just don't know what the ceiling is for, like, a team like Penn State. And, like, have they recalibrated what is realistic at State College? Because, like, that's where, and I'm hoping for Matt Campbell's sake, that's very clear. Because if they go 8-4, 9-3, and that's what they are as a program, are the folks going to be happy with that? Because that's what James Franklin was doing for, like, the last, like, 7-8 years, and you just fired that dude. So clearly you weren't happy with that, but unfortunately I think that's kind of what you are, even though you want to be something better, and you should always want to be better. But, like, being better at that level with this sport, it's damn hard to break through that glass ceiling. I'm just not so sure they have the potential to actually do it, barring something unforeseen.
Yeah, I'm with you. Look, college football, yes, there's a lot of parity, but at the end of the day, it tends to be pretty chalky, you know? I mean, like, the last couple teams that have won the national title, it's been Ohio State, it's been Georgia, it's been Bama, it's been Harbaugh in Michigan. Like, it's your blue bloods, it's your premier programs, you know? I mean, like, the last time, I think, off the top of my head, that you can kind of go through and maybe be, like, a top-tier great program who won a title was maybe, like, Clemson. You know, they're not, like, one of the top, top teams, but they're still pretty good. And maybe Penn State's kind of, like, on that tier. But we saw it. It took Dabo some years. Remember, Femi, the early parts of the Dabo years with the Clemsoning, right? How they would always, it was very much like the James Franklin. They would choke. They couldn't win the big game until finally they could. And now we view them through a different lens. He's obviously struggled here the last 5 or 6 years, but Clemson was on a roll. So, you know, that was the thing with James Franklin. He's a great recruiter. He's a good coach. He could just never get over that hump. But I do think this is one of those cases for Penn State where they're going to regret the decision. You know, as bad as they were playing, and as much as that Oregon loss just completely deflated those guys, I think you just got to chalk it up to just a brutal year, regroup. You know, maybe they thought they could have gotten somebody a lot better. And again, Campbell's a good coach, but I don't think he's going to do much better than what James Franklin was able to do there.
Yeah, it's like, to me, and more so, like, if you want potential in college football and, like, you want to be able to break through, it has to be the right path. Like, that's why, like, Franklin at Virginia Tech, maybe that's the right path for him in an ACC that clearly is not very good. You take a look at the teams. We have Duke and Virginia in the ACC title game. We're not talking about basketball, folks. Like, this is football. Like clearly the conference is down. And the Big 12, Texas Tech can do what they're doing because the Big 12 has been absolutely gutted by Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC. So there's room for somebody to go in there and be the disruptor that takes it home. In the Big 10, there's just not that room. And unfortunately for these teams, hey, they wanted to sign up for these super conferences. Well, here's what you get. It's going to be damn difficult to be that kind of team in your conference when there's so many juggernauts that you have to play every single week. All right, on the other side, we'll talk conference title games, American, Sun Belt, and more coming up next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.